Friends, hundreds of years before Christ, the prophet Zechariah spoke of the coming of the one promised to claim the royal throne of King David. In his 9th chapter, he says, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion! Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem! Behold, your king is coming to you! Righteous and having salvation is he, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the war horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off. And he shall speak peace to the nations. His rule shall be from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth." Friends, like other Old Testament prophecies, these words were well known to the Israelites. Earlier, the prophet Isaiah spoke of the promised king as the Prince of Peace, saying, "Of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore." Both the prophets Isaiah and Micah described the nature of Christ's kingdom in almost the exact same words. The 4th chapter of Micah's prophecy says, "He shall judge between many peoples and shall decide disputes for strong nations far away, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore." Clearly, the Israelites had much reason to eagerly await the promised great kingdom of the great-great-grandson of King David. Crowds knew of John the Baptizer's testimony that Jesus' divine message is far more important than his own. Yes, Jesus' miraculous power, profound teaching, and his unparalleled holy life convincingly testified to who he is. All 4 gospel records report Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem, fulfilling Zechariah's prophecy. Jesus did not even own a humble donkey to ride. He had to borrow one. We read in Matthew's 21st chapter, "And the crowds that went before him and that followed him were shouting, 'Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!'" So Jesus' triumphal entry to Jerusalem assured the masses that indeed he is the promised royal heir of King David. They enthusiastically shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David!" Friends, the enthronement of earthly kings and the establishment of their empires is always characterized by glamour, wealth, and military power. It was not so with Jesus. The excited crowds seemed to wrongly assume that Jesus would establish King David's earthly Jewish kingdom. The prophet Zechariah had called on them to rejoice in the coming of an extremely humble king, mounted on a lowly little donkey. More importantly, he is described as righteous and having salvation. He comes as the promised Savior Redeemer to do away with all instruments of war. Zechariah's prophecy says that he shall speak peace to the nations. His rule shall be from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. For a few more days, the crowds enthusiastically followed him. They had watched him heal the blind and the sick, and were greatly impressed by his raising of Lazarus from the dead. Yet clearly the vast majority did not understand their own prophet's teaching about the humility of the promised Savior, the Messiah King, and their religious leaders became extremely jealous of his influence on the crowds and began to plan his murder. Friends, convinced that Jesus was not what they wanted, just a few days later, the crowd loudly demanded that Pilate crucify him. Yet Jesus did not come to establish another corruptible earthly kingdom. His is a holy, universal kingdom, an abiding, eternal kingdom of truth, justice, self-giving love, and peace. It is the universal kingdom of blessing among all families of the earth. It is the new humanity established by him as the new Adam, Jesus, the promised offspring of Abraham and David. Christ's kingdom is not an earthly ethnic kingdom. The gospel in the last chapter of the Epistle to the Galatians calls Christ's universal spiritual kingdom the Israel of God. It is the new creation which enjoys God's peace and mercy. Hallelujah.